I'm glad you're here. A lot to talk about. The Naming Commission is coming for West Point now. Just a matter of time, right? Just a matter of time. Created by the Fiscal 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, the Naming Commission's duties included recommending procedures for renaming Department of Defense assets to prevent commemoration of the Confederate States of America or any person who served voluntarily with them. 9 U.S. Army posts have been named for Confederates. They received the most attention. The commission's remit extends much further. In fact, a logical endpoint to the DEI-inspired work, nowhere to be found. And so the big word now is commemorate. And now they're going after West Point and Reconciliation Plaza. Reconciliation Plaza was put forth by the class of 1961 on the 40th reunion in 2001, exactly a century prior to the 1961 members of the Long Gray Line. The school graduated two classes in 1861, one in May, the other in June. Graduates served on both sides of the Army. And here's what they're coming after at West Point. Marker number 4 portrays a Confederate soldier providing water to a U.S. soldier wounded by Confederate guns. And marker 6 commemorates Confederate Major General Stephen Ramseur and two U.S. Army classmates from West Point who comforted him as he died on the battlefield. You see, Reconciliation Plaza was there to commemorate the reconciliation between North and South and dedicate this memorial to our classmates who died in the service of our nation. Commemorating anything with the Confederacy now is off limits. So they want a purity test. And, you know, humanity being displayed on the battlefield between soldiers injured there is no longer allowed at West Point. This is the kind of political correctness that is just absolutely stupid, yet it goes on. I have liberal friends that will say, you know, some of them will say, oh, you know, well, I agree with you, you know, shouldn't have. But they don't speak up. They say it to me, well, I agree with you, but I'm not going to do a darn thing about it. I'm just going to sit here and say, yeah, you're right. And that's what's wrong. If you see something that's wrong, you speak up. I don't care what the political agenda is. You have to speak up and say, that's wrong. I will not support that. I will speak up against that and make sure that, you know, we stop perpetuating this nonsense, these attacks on common sense good people. And I'm not saying the Confederates are the common sense good people. What I'm saying is humanity is what was being emphasized there at West Point. The humanity of soldiers on a battlefield when so many things are completely inhumane, right? And yet, nobody can seem to be smart enough to step up and stop it. Nobody can be smart enough to step up and say, you know what, this goes too far. We need to knock this off. Seems like a pretty simple thing to do. And they just can't bring themselves to knocking it off. Right? Anyhow. Thought you should know about that. The eco groups, I mentioned this earlier, but if you missed this, you should know this. Democrats, your good friends over there, and activist groups on the left want a lot more than just your gas stove. There's bad news for pretty much every room in your house, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Bad news for pretty much every room in your house. Let's see here. They want to impact your water heater. Your furnace, of course, the washer and dryer, the dishwasher, ceiling fans, microwave ovens, and shower heads. They continue to set lofty net zero and climate goals for weaning off of fossil fuel dependence, so on and so forth. Environmentalists arguing that electrification and banning natural gas hookups and implementing strict energy efficiency standards could, always love those words, could, that's how they make their predictions, the world could end by 2030. The Arctic ice caps could melt by 2013, and so on and so forth. Climate activists in the Biden administration want homeowners to stop using natural gas, electrify everything. So that would affect appliances that come in natural gas and electric versions, like stoves, but also heating systems, water heaters, everything. There are efforts underway that tilt the balance in favor of electric versions of everything, even though natural gas is considerably less expensive on a per unit energy basis. And obviously, it would make sense to give consumers the choice rather than force them toward electric. But it doesn't matter. On his first day in office back in 21, Joe Biden signed an executive order requiring the Department of Energy to, quote, make major revisions to current appliance regulation standards and standards set by the Trump administration. A month later, the agency listed more than a dozen efficiency rules impacting appliances, including water heaters, cooking products, lamps. Yeah, your light. We're actually going to do 100 rules this year alone on appliances, former top White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy said during a speech in May. We're developing partnerships on how we work together for building new standards. Yeah. It is damn frightening. And Jennifer Granholm, the brain trust of the Biden administration, spearheading it all. And why wouldn't they? I mean, they just, you know. Well, you know, they just, they're smarter than you are. They live in their mansions, and they have anything they want, steak and caviar, whatever they want. And they will tell you, peasant, on how it's going to be. Anyhow, final thoughts for this hour, some sports, too. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the Health and Safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.